Norma. Langres, France. Constance to Norma. May 2nd, 1918. Dear Norma, you're a terrible correspondent and there's no excuse for it. Lorette and I are left stateside while you march off to France. We had a few decent letters when you were in Paris and a passable selection when you arrived at your secret location. But lately you're sending us nothing but an occasional I am well to let us know that you're alive. Are words also being rationed overseas, even short ones? I'm beginning to suspect that you wrote a year's worth of brief, perfunctory letters already. Did you do them on the ship? And now you simply select one to fit the circumstances. It's true, isn't it? That sounds just like something you'd do. To wit, yours of a month ago read in its entirety, "All is well here and the meals are decent. Work continues apace." 2 weeks ago, we were treated to, "Health is good. Food ordinary but adequate. Work proceeds as expected." Yesterday, the postman oughtn't to have bothered, so light were his duties. "Am well. Expect the same for you." Really, Norma? Not even a mention of the decent, ordinary, adequate meals this time? It's bad enough that our letters take weeks or even months to reach each other. Can't you put something in them that's worth the wait? For the better part of 1917, when you were still here in New Jersey, we retreated to almost daily dispatches from Fort Monmouth. You seem to have no difficulty in recounting names, personalities, conversations, arguments. Mostly there were arguments, as I recall, but somehow the Army decided to keep you anyway. And, if anything, excessively detailed descriptions of the military's pigeon messenger program, its small triumphs and all too frequent setbacks. Why, then, is it so difficult to put down a line or two now that you're working on the very same program in France?